Let's bow our heads. I come before you, Father, this evening, and I thank you for being our Lord. Thank you for saving us, for his mercy. I thank you for the three souls life to you, Lord, this morning and in our church. I thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for us. But this evening, I pray that you talk to us. You talk to the youth. You talk to the millennials. I pray that you wake up us, Lord. Wake us to work for you in every. Amen. I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, only one verse, 27. But for the main message today, it's going to be the entire chapter 12. And the things I want you to do this week is also read chapter 13 and 14, because it also applies to everything that we're going to learn this evening. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 27. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it. Amen. It all started with 12 men that were doing their own things, just like me and you are. These 12 men were fishermen. One of them was a tax collector. Some of the men were tradesmen. And one of them was quite educated, highly educated person at the feet of Rabbi Gamaliel, who studied the Hebrew scriptures. These men were just like you and I, doing their own things until they met Jesus Christ. And their lives changed forever. Little did they know that when Jesus approached them and said, "Follow me," their lives would completely turn over. They were to become part of something greater than they ever imagined. These 12 men were the first that once baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Once they received the Holy Spirit, became part of a new plan, a new purpose. That purpose was to become part of the body of Christ. Two is receive the gifts of the Spirit. And three, to become efficient at reconciling people with God. In other words, discipleship and evangelism. This all started with 12 disciples. But over the last 2,000 years, it has been repeated over and over until this morning, when three more souls gave their life to Jesus Christ. How amazing is that? Well, the responsibility falls on those three souls and on all of us that have been Christians and gave our lives and got baptized for years, months, decades. The same responsibility falls on us too, to be part of the body of Christ, receive the gifts of the Spirit, and be efficient at reconciling people with God. As we said, that's discipleship and evangelism. The youth message and the main message today is very practical. And it's going to be for my millennials, friends. Everybody that was born after 1980, that includes myself. The millennials, guys, you have seen that the saints of our churches are leaving us. They say, and after I did my message, I read a book and it said that 80 million millennials exist in this country. But only 15% actually go to church. Of that, probably only half truly understand what it means to be part of the body of Christ or have the gifts of the Spirit. So while the saints are leaving us, the question is going to be, what is our next responsibility? Because I remember 1997, I got baptized, and a few weeks went by, a few months went by, a few years went by, and I said, now what? So for the three souls, I say to you, okay, you got baptized, now what? Today, tonight, we're going to learn about that, and we're going to divide the message into three parts. Part of the body of Christ, receiving the gifts of the Spirit, and be efficient at recognizing people, reconciling people with God. We are part of the body of Christ, which means exactly that. We are united. We are one. We follow the same God. You see, Jesus Christ is at the center of everything that we do. Jesus Christ is at the center of your family. Jesus Christ is at the center of our church. Jesus Christ is at the center of our ministry. We are all one in Jesus Christ. We're all made out of the same substance. When we are all made out of the same substance, right, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that means that we have the same purpose. Salt, right? It's made out of the same thing, sodium chloride. It's used for the same purpose. Sugar, the same thing, is made out of glucose, fructose, and when you combine them, sucrose. But the whole aspect of it is used for the same purpose, same substance, the same way. We are made from the same substance in the name of the Father, the Spirit, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are made for the same purpose, to glorify God, to worship Him, and to testify His name wherever we go and whatever we do. Furthermore, we are part of the same body of Christ. That means that we all have to participate in the body, what the body does. Each part of us has a function in the body of Christ. All of us must participate in this function. Nobody can stay on the sideline. Nobody can just sit around and do nothing. Think about your own family, right? I mean, your family, we have to do chores. We have to talk to people, if you like to or not. You have to love each other. We have to do things together. If one of you do not do their part, and let's just take, for example, putting your clothes away. If you don't do it, somebody else will have to do it. Well, when somebody else has to do it, guess what? That person will do theirs and your chore. And then they start burning out. It's in the same way in the church. And the family unit breaks down. When you are part of something means exactly that. Be part of it. You cannot be part of some things when you don't participate. You cannot be part of some things when you don't participate because other people will pay for your price. We'll have to work harder just to make things end and complete. If you don't participate, you can be a member. You can be a member, but not in the body of Christ. You can be a member in a social club. And you know what happens in the social clubs? You pay them, so then they serve you, right? They give you responsibilities, right? They give you rights, entitlement, but not in the body of Christ. In the body of Christ, you are the ones that serves. You are the ones that have responsibility and sacrifice. In the body of Christ, you are not the most important person. The other person is. Now, it's very important to understand that we all must participate in the body of Christ because we all have been given different, some of us same, but some same and different gifts of the Spirit. We all are one in the body of Christ, but we all have different parts in it. So open with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8. And I'm not going to read the whole verse, but I'm going to enumerate all the different gifts of the Spirit. Wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miraculous powers, prophecy, distinguishing between spirits, speaking in tongues, the interpretation of tongues. And Apostle Paul goes furthermore in verse 28, and he says, God placed in the church first apostles, prophets, teachers, miracles, gifts of healing, helping, guidance, different kinds of tongues. 17 different gifts of the Spirit. And Apostle Paul mentions them here. But there's more. Look in Romans chapter 12, verse 6 through 8. If your gift is prophecy, then prophesy according to your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it's encouraged, then encourage. If it's giving, then give generously. If it's to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. So that's another 5 in there. So that's 22 gifts of the Spirit that we all have. Part of them or most of them. But we all have them and we need to use them in this church. In Arizona, wherever we go, we must use them because God has blessed us abundantly. We're all given different parts of responsibilities. All these parts are very important to the body of Christ. If you're given the gift of healing but you don't use it, what good are you to the church and to the body of Christ? Think about it. If you're given the gift of worship through singing but you don't do it, that means somebody else has to do it. And that person has to do their part and your part. And suddenly they burn out. When they burn out, other people start burning out. And suddenly the church becomes weak and sick.
That's why it's important to identify the gifts that you're given and use them. Use them. Don't just sit on the sideline. At New Life, we are blessed because many people are involved. Many people are involved, which is awesome. But there's still room. There's still room because some of us are participants, but there are still people that are spectators. Which one are you? If you want to participate, then you need to go to the source where the gifts of the Spirit comes from. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11 says, all these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one just as He determines. This is important because the Spirit knows what the body of Christ needs. The Spirit knows what the church at New Life needs. He knows exactly what gifts He should be giving each and individual person in order to advance God's glory. Here at our church, in our family, in Phoenix, and wherever we go, how amazing is that? Although we all have different parts, the Holy Spirit knows exactly what to give us, exactly what we need to advance His kingdom. But why is all this important? Why have different parts with different gifts of the Spirit, all part of one body of Christ? What's the purpose? To be efficient at reconciling people with God. The end result of all this is discipleship and evangelism. Jesus Christ embodied all these gifts of the Spirit in one person. But when He went to the Father, He left 12 disciples with their gifts. And the same way that 2,000 plus years ago, He left the 12 disciples, He left us with the same blessing of the gift of the Spirit here tonight. To do the same thing and be able to share the gospel to the end of the world. You and I are now disciples with the same blessing. We are all different, but we all work together. It's a fine oil machine. We complement each other. We complete each other. We are a functioning church. When we go down to Mexico in September, you know what happens? There's going to be people that teach, others that build, others that heal, others that help, others that speak in tongues, others will lead, and some will show mercy. Wow. You want me to say that again? This is how phenomenal it is when you go down to Mexico. Some of you will be teaching, others will be building, some will be healing, helping, speaking in tongues, leading, and show mercy. But that's not just in Mexico, it's here in Phoenix. When you guys go to a park or orphanage, the same thing, people bring their gifts of the Spirit and utilize it. And it happens at Thursday night at church. It happens on Sunday at church. Because you know something? The three souls that got baptized today and all of us that have been baptized, you didn't just get baptized. You didn't just join a church or a membership. You became part of the body of Christ. I pray that tonight you pledge to be part of that body of Christ. And you use your spiritual gifts to serve others. Because all we want to do is prepare for the kingdom of heaven. May God bless you. Amen.